You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Last month, the Ministry of Immigration changed their policy regarding skilled migrant workers and visa allocations to those workers. In the changes, there has been introduced a maximum visa allocation of 3 years to migrants who do not fulfil the skilled worker category, earning New Zealand's median income of approximately $49,000. I spoke with Marissa Bedwa, CEO of the New Zealand Restaurant Association, on the impact these changes will have on the hospitality industry in New Zealand and how important migrant workers are in New Zealand. I began by asking her to explain in more detail the changes to the immigration policy.
Basically, one of the major changes that has affected our industry is the change in the salary bracket for visas that are longer than 3 years. So that has been raised up to the New Zealand average wage, which is around $49,000 a year. Any positions that are not being paid at that amount will not be able to stay for longer than 3 years, from what I understand.
So what impact do you think this will have on the hospitality industry in New Zealand?
Well, we're having a severe skills shortage at the moment, and we recently put out a survey to our members asking them how they felt that these changes might affect them. And we had 62% of our members come back and say that this will have an extremely negative effect on their businesses. So people are concerned about it. Any change to the status quo currently is going to cause concern because we already are experiencing the skill shortage in our industry.
Has there been much concern expressed by industry members? Who's been vocal about this?
Many of our members have been vocal about this. We have Sid and Chand, who are from SIDS, and Cassia. They've been very vocal about it. That's just to name a couple of people, but we've had many members concerned about it. We're actually holding a meeting next week on Tuesday for certain members just to discuss this issue in more detail and how it's going to affect our businesses. And Immigration New Zealand will be attending the meeting as well, which is good.
How have Ministry of Immigration been?
I mean, they have... They consulted on these decisions before they've come through. There's another consultation submission phase that will be coming to an end at the end of this week. So they have been open with us about what's on their mind and going through the correct consultation process.
So, I mean, what would be the ideal outcome from your meeting next week?
Basically, what we would like to see is a little bit more flexibility in salaries. Just because the average wage in the hospitality industry is not necessarily equivalent to New Zealand's national average. We'd also like to see a few changes around the length of visas for anyone who is under the 49K salary bracket. Instead of 3 years, we'd like to see that maybe extended to 5 at the very least. So there's a few things that we'd like to see adjusted that would potentially ease a lot of pressure on our industry, because we are an industry that are experiencing extreme growth. We contribute huge amounts to the national economy, and we certainly don't want anything that's going to stop that growth in our industry. So it's really about making a few tweaks to the proposal that has been put on the table.
Is there any argument against the allocation of extending the migrant visas? Like, was there a possibility that there is work within New Zealand, or is it really that we do rely heavily on the migrant workers?
We really do rely heavily on the migrant workers in the hospitality industry. The Restaurant Association is involved in a program called ProStart, where we work with unemployed New Zealanders to try and introduce them to hospitality. So, you know, there's lots of programs out there where we are trying to encourage New Zealanders into the industry. And to be perfectly honest, you know, most businesses would love to employ Kiwis, but they just haven't been there to employ.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.